Good evening, good evening.
Okay, we shall be discussing tonight, amongst other shailas as well, we'll be discussing exactly the definition of Kedea Niva. We mentioned it a couple of times at least. How exactly you define a Kedea Niva? We kept speaking about 4 centimeters, but 4 centimeters from where? That's one shaila we'll be discussing, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll also be discussing how do you differentiate, what's the halacha with regards to particularly thick or particularly thin tzitzis that Aniva may be different. If you've got thicker tzitzis, the Aniva is going to be different than if you make a loop of very thin tzitzis. So how do you go about it? And then we'll start with Siman Yud Gimel, which is discussing tzitzis b'Shabbos. We are discussing, amongst other shailas, what happens, a fascinating shaila. We know that there's a mitzvah tzitzis. And because of that, we're allowed to wear a garment with a tzitzis on it. But have you ever thought about, are we fulfilling, is it considered carrying the garment that you wear, the garment that you wear, which has tzitzis on it, is that considered carrying on Shabbos? Surely it isn't. Why not?
Because it's being worn as a garment.
You're saying interesting point, because it's being worn as a garment. And what about the actual, does everybody agree to that? Or why do you think you'd be, or is it because of the tzitzis maybe?
If something classifies as a garment and it's not something very odd, like wearing a dustbin bag, then it's mutter to wear it in the shushabim on Shabbat.
Okay. Does it make a difference at all that it's got tzitzis on it? I mean, if there wouldn't be tzitzis on it, what would be the halacha?
Well, then could it be
postal tzitzis? What would be the halacha then?
Does it just be a vest
then? Yeah, so with posel tzitzis, we'll be allowed to wear it as well?
Posel said that's something different.
Oh, why is it something different? So you agree that it has something to do with the mitzvah? Well, if that's the case, it has something to do with the mitzvah, why are we allowed to wear tzitzis by night? Surely you're not fulfilling the mitzvah by night of tzitzis. Why is it not considered carrying? We'll discuss that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Siman Yud Beis, have you ever thought of that? Have you thought of it? It's an interesting one, no? Siman Yud Beis, Siv Beis. Heicha de tzorich kedei aniva. Wherever you need a kedei aniva, wherever you need to have the 4 centimeters of making a loop. Umitoich she'achotim, and because the strings are particularly thick, ei no yochele anvam, you cannot make a loop there. It's not working, it's too thick, you'll need a lot more. Vilo yudakim, and if they were, would have been thinner. Hoyabem kedei aniva, you've got, let's say, 4 centimeters. With 4 centimeters with regular tzitzis, you can make an aniva. You can make an aniva with regular thinness of tzitzis, but those are particularly thick. In 4 centimeters, I can't make a kedei aniva. It's a particularly thick. So what's the halacha? Have you got, is it, how much do you need for kedei aniva? Says the Shulchan Aruch, kosher, it's kosher. Although with that particular tzitzis, you cannot make a kedea, you haven't got a kedea aniva physically, you haven't got 4 centimeters, and you can't actually make a loop with that because it's too thick. Do you know that basically, normally, the tzitzis that we've got on the talesim are much thicker. So maybe you can't make a loop with 4 centimeters, you need a lot more. So what's the halacha if it tears within those 4 centimeters? What's the halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you measure according to average size. So you measure according to average size. So it's always going to be what we call the 4 centimeters of tzitzis. That's always going to be considered a kedei aniva, even if you can't make a loop with that particular string because it's too thick. It's still going to be the 4 centimeters that you need for kedei aniva. So the same will apply also if you've got particularly thin tzitzis, and you could actually make a loop in 2-3 centimeters, and it's tearing between the third and the 4 centimeter. What's going to be the halacha then? Have you got a kedei aniva or not? That's right. The halacha is it's not considered kedei aniva because you don't go according to that. The point being, you don't go according to that particular string. That's not what counts. This particular string is not what it's. It's according to the average size, and the average size that's what counts. So we call it the 4 centimeters because that's the regular size. So the average size is normally what's the average. The average, you look around, and I think you'll be able to point out what is considered particularly thin or particularly thick tzitzis. Yeah?
I mean, average for what
change? Average for what change? Good.
Okay.
Yeah, you could probably call it like that. You could probably call it that. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel. Kedei Aniva says the Shulchan Aruch. What is that Kedei Aniva? LeRashi min ha'onof. According to Rashi, the Kedei Aniva. So we spoke, it's so important, according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, you need the Kedei Aniva. So we know that, do you remember the opinion, the main halacha that we learned yesterday, according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, if it's cut off, a Kedei Aniva, on one side it's still kosher, on the other side you have a problem because maybe it's the same string and then you've got less than Kedei Aniva. Now we want to know, what are we referring to by Kedei Aniva? Is it Kedei Aniva here, where I'm pointing now, by the on-off, by the wings, as it's called, by the strings, the loose strings, or is it Kedei Aniva over here? That if you were to unravel, if you were to open it, you've got Kedei Aniva over here. What do you need? What Kedei Aniva do you need? Of the loose strings or of the bound strings? So that's, we've got a machloekas of it. It's a really, really important point.
Yes, sorry. The rice, what do you need as far as the knot and the...
Double, three strings, and then again the knot. Yeah.
So obviously from there, then, is the... From that point.
Very strong svara. So that you say that... So that's a chumra over here. It comes out into a major chumra because you'll need a... if you've got Kedei Aniva over here, that's not good enough. No, what are you saying that you need? That it's good enough if you're Kedei Aniva over here.
Yeah.
Right. Although with the Rabbon you need more, and the Dominicans do have more, but that's not the essential part. That's not so... Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. Kedei Aniva. L'Rashi min ha'onof. According to Rashi, you need Kedei Aniva from the loose strings. V'l'ri, according to Ri, afilu nechtach kol onof, even if the entire loose strings are torn off, v'lo inisha Kedei Aniva, and nothing is left, elo min hagdil, only from the gdil, from here, then it's kosher, remains kosher. What's the halacha? Very strong machloikas. Minaga olam, the custom is, kerashi, like Rashi, that you need to have a Kedei Aniva of the loose strings. If you have not got a Kedei Aniva of the loose strings, and it's somewhere around here, it's torn deep, deep into the earlier stages, then you've got a problem. That's the minaga olam, kerashi, vehecha deloyevsha. But if you've got no choice, if it's really in a difficult situation, you've got no choice, yeshlis mechalri, then you'd be allowed to be lenient according to the Ri's opinion. But the halacha is that we always look, if possible at all, we're not soimich on the lenient opinion, and we need a kedei aniva, the 4 centimeters of the loose strings, unless you've got extreme circumstances. So that's how we paskin. You need to have a kedei aniva over here. Yeah, that's how we paskin. The Mishnah Berurah wants to know, addressed an interesting point. The Mishnah Berurah wants to know what happens if the tzitzit become posel. For some reason, the tzitzit become posel. What are you meant to do? If the tzitzit become posel? You just check, you suddenly see the tzitzit are posel. What are you meant to do? Yeah? You take them off. Are you allowed to walk, let's say, without walking? Are you allowed to stand still and wait for something? Is there any help of waiting and not moving? Not moving, does that help at all? Because you're not moving, Dalai Lama say. So what? Very good. Does everybody agree to that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting point. I'm towards the end of Sif Kotten Yud Gimel, the last three lines. V'poshut, it is poshut. T'kshenif solim atzitzis, where the tzitzis become posul. Tzorich lefoshto, you need to remove it immediately. V'loy mehani, it does not help at all the fact, al omdoi, the fact that you are standing still and you're not moving, that doesn't help. Shloy lelech dalat amas, if you're not moving dalat amas, it doesn't help. We know the concept of not walking Dalai Lama's. Where is it? Concept of not moving Dalai Lama's. Where is it? Where do we find it? Definitely in Hilchos Shabbos. Certainly in Hilchos Shabbos. Certainly in other areas as well. Not moving that. We talked about it in Siman Aleph with regards to Negel Vaser. There's certain areas. But over here with regards to wearing posel tzitzis, it doesn't make a difference at all. If the posel, take them off immediately. V'ein din Dalai Lama's l'holich b'li tzitzis. He says that... There is an inyan of not walking Dalet Amos. That has nothing to do with posel tzitzis. There's an inyan of not moving more than Dalet Amos without tzitzis. There's such an inyan. If you wake up in the morning, put on the tzitzis immediately. Put them on, and you're going to fulfill a mitzvah, and don't walk more than Dalet Amos. If you can, try not to walk Dalet Amos without tzitzis. That's in a very positive way. Try, if you can, not to do Dalet Amos without tzitzis. But if they're posel, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't help. that you're standing within Dalad Amis if they have become posel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The ain't din Dalad Amis ala hoylech pelit tzitzis, if you're walking without tzitzis. And he continues, gamlo yisakein tzitzis, also, do not attempt to fix the tzitzis, boy the talit zolov, whilst you're wearing the tzitzis. If the tzitzis become posel, don't attempt to sort them out whilst they're on you. Rather, el oposhto misakno, take them off and fix them then. So if the tzitzis become posel, don't fix them whilst they're on you. Just take them off, fix them, and then put them back on, yeah.
You say one should not wear them once you find them that they're posel. What happens in a case if one's in the rough area, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos?
On Shabbos.
If one takes them off in the rough area, then maybe it's the other tzitzis on the garment, on the talit katana, possibly kosher, and the tzitzis might be degraded. Who knows
Good.
What they'll be used for? So what happens in that situation?
You're asking a very important question. What will be the halacha if the tzitzis become posel on Shabbos and you're walking in a public domain? Now, this is such an important question. Actually, Shulchan Aruch discussed this in great detail in Siman Yud Gimel, Tziv Gimel. We'll address it then in Mitzvah Shem, which is probably tomorrow's year. We'll be addressing this very important question in Tziv Gimel. Yes? Yes. If it becomes possible. If it becomes possible, yes. Yeah, that's right. If it unravels to some extent and you're not fulfilling the minhag of having additional... we're talking about becoming possible. If it's just not... We're talking about tzitzis becoming possible. Yes, possible. If you're not fulfilling the minhagim, or what is the common way of having a tzitzis, that itself is not psul. We're talking about tzitzis becoming possible. No, not according to Ri. It's talking about the on-off. Then you have to have an on-off. Correct. Correct. That leads into your question. Yes, but yes. Why? And why is that? You're right. You're right. But nevertheless. Very good. That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. Yeah. Simen Yud Gimel Din Tzitzis B'Shabbos. Din Tzitzis B'Shabbos. Din Tzitzis B'Shabbos. Arba Tzitzis Me'akvin Zeh. Point number one, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here that the four tzitzis are me'akev. If you have got beautiful tzitzis with all the hidurim, but there's only three of them and not four of them, you can have all the hidurim. But unfortunately, you're over nisa de reis by not fulfilling the mitzvah. So you need to have arba tzitzis me'akvin zeh. Loshna gemora. Arba tzitzis me'akvin zeh zu. There are four tzitzis are me'akv that are necessary, one for the other. She calls man, as long as she ain't called arba, as long as you haven't got four tzitzis, ain't a mitzvah kolchos. If the four sides, the four corners, the four tzitzis are not attached properly, halachically in the correct way, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. And furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, "Va'yoytze bo l'rishus rabim." Somebody who walks around in the public domain on Shabbos with tzitzis which are not done properly, then chayv chatos is chayv chatos. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch is now adding an additional level. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us not only that if you're walking around with a four-cornered garment, which is possible, not only are over on an issa of being vatal the mitzvah, you have a mitzvah of having tzitzis, and if tzitzis are not attached, are over an issa. Besides that, if it's taka possible, and it's Shabbos, you're over on carrying. Why is that called carrying? If it's possible, why is it carrying?
You're carrying the three threads.
The threads? It's not a baguette. It's not considered a garment. Pardon? It's not derech malbush. Rabbi said, why is it considered carrying? Is it the garment? Is it the tzitzis? What are you carrying? The tzitzis. But why is it that if it's possible that it's considered carrying, and if it's not possible, that it's not considered carrying. What's the point? It's toffel. It's toffel. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let us see what Shulchan Aruch puts it.
No,
Zeh ezeh. Shekulam, it's an important Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah says, Zeh ezeh. Shekulam hei mitzvah achas. All the four tzitzit are considered one mitzvah. So don't say that it's four mitzvahs on each corner. No. It's one overall general mitzvah. Vim nechzaloi. Afilu tzitzit achas. If even one tzitzit is missing, however, it is kelohitil boklal, as if you didn't put tzitzit on at all. Uvitel gamri asay, the tzitzit was positively mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. L'Rishus HaRabim, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Beis. So if you carry this apostle tzitzit L'Rishus HaRabim, you're considered carrying. V'le Karmelis, if it would be a public domain with the Rabbanon, if it's a Karmelis, then of course the Halach would be, you're still carrying, but you're only over with the Rabbanon. Also with the Rabbanon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hatin similarly called Shara Psudin, any other Psudim of the tzitzis, Kugoin, such as, Shara Begit Sosum Ruboi, if it's, we spoke about being closed and open to its majority, and if because of that it's possible, or Shara Tzitzis Asun Shalabim Koimon, or if the tzitzis were misplaced, down the wrong place, which is the Psul as well, Lemala Megimel it's poised, if it's more than Gimel it's supposed away, or Lemata Mekesher Agudon, if it's too close. Remember, we spoke of all the halachas of the hole needing to be close to the corner. If it's not in the right place, for Chol Chagav, anything similar to that, Oi, alternatively, Shabba Canvas, Cotton, Meshach Kosabasim, and Tezain, if the actual garment of the tzitzis is too small, and it doesn't, it's too small to be kosher. Bechol Eli, with all those halachas, also, Lord says, Bohein, Afilu, Bekamelis, Derabonon. It's also to carry such, it's also to wear such tzitzit if the apostle, you're not allowed to carry them, even if it's a Kamelis, Derabonon. And it's an question which I will add right now. The shear of tzitzit, we're going to be discussing it in Siman Tezayin, the shear of tzitzit is quite a substantial shear. So it's true that for us, we're normally okay. Our general tzitzit, adult sized tzitzit, are normally okay. But the question is, what about children? If it's true that tzitzis, which are not the full size, which is a small, too small, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah because of its size, if that's considered a psul, or you haven't got, you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah there. So as the Mishnah Berurah just taught us now, what about children? Are children allowed? Or why are children allowed? Who are wearing small tzitzis? Why are they allowed? Why are they allowed to wear tzitzis on Shabbos? Or are they? Maybe not. Maybe that's going to be the chumrah of 2015, latest chumrah, tzitzis not to be worn by children in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. That's maybe something for the Ezra Eruv to maybe, the latest chumrah, yeah. Rabbi Isai.
For them it's their size.
For them it's their size, Rabbi Isai. For them it's their chinuch, it's their size. Yeah, does everybody agree to that? Yeah, or do you want to be machmir? How is that? What do you think? No, it's good like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yes. Very good, very good. So what we're learning over here is actually a bit, it's an interesting point, that although it's definitely true, the consensus of the poskim, all the poskim agree that definitely children should, although I saw one poskim was a little bit machm, it's interesting, but it's definitely not the consensus of the poskim, that generally, definitely, the halacha is, although he hasn't got quite the right shear, nevertheless, children should wear the tzitzit in the Rishus HaRabim as well. So that, because, of, so there's a chiddush over here, although the tzitzit is not really midiraisa, you haven't got a shear, but nevertheless, since we want to be mechanach them in the right way, so although, now they're not really fulfilling the mitzvah, nevertheless, for them, it's the right thing to do. Yeah. Pardon? Yes, it probably, yeah, but what if it's not exact? It's true, you are right about the amma of the person. But normally, often children, you won't have it, the amma of the person. Yeah, but even then, you won't necessarily have it. You won't necessarily have it. Or the really small ones, you might not have it. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel, Chayiv Chatos, Dave Masui, so why is it considered a Masui? Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is it considered a carrying? Chayiv Chatos, Dave Masui, first white line, it's considered carrying Machmas at Tzitzis Anu Isorim. It's the Tzitzis that you're carrying. If the Tzitzis is posel, if the Tzitzis are posel, what you're carrying is the Tzitzis strings. That's what you're carrying, and that's an issa over here, the tzitzis strings. Ve'einem betelim legabe abeget. They are not considered botel to the garment. The chutei tzitzis chashivahim, the chutim of tzitzis are considered choshuv, they're an important item, v'loi betile, and they're not considered bottle. Why are they? Good. Right, because you can't still fulfill the mitzvah with those tzitzis. You can't, they have chashivas, intrinsic chashivas, because you could make tzitzis out of that. No, not because of that. Because they've got intrinsic sheaves, you can't make tzitzis out of that. But you're quite right. What would be the halacha if they're completely torn? They're totally finished. They came into the wheel of the back. They're finished. On Shabbos, that's not a good case. But I'm saying they're completely finished. What would be the halacha then, according to that? Imagine the tzitzis become completely, completely possible. There's no way, no way you can fix them up anymore. Totally. Yeah. Say. So what would be the halacha then? Would you be able to carry that on Shabbos? Or not? So the halacha is, says the Mishnah Berurah, a line wider. If there's less than a kedaniva, if it's mamash torn and it's less than kedaniva, then oz betelim hem le'abeget, they will be bottled to the baget. They have no intrinsic chashivas anymore. They're not choshev anymore, and therefore they are bottled to the baget. And you know what? You'll be able to carry it. The apostle tzitzis, but because they are so apostle that they cannot be, you cannot make them kosher anymore. They are so torn. They cannot become made kosher anymore. They are bottled to the beggar and they're not considered master. It's not considered carrying on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says in Paskin Salach Lemaisa Al Ken. Therefore, him noyda lo, if it's known to him, if this becomes known to him on Shabbos, kshoholich b'shus rabim, when he's walking on Rishus Rabbim, him noyda lo dovazeh b'Shabbos, if walking on Shabbos, he suddenly realizes that there is, that it's totally torn, and he's walking in the public domain. He won't need to take the talis off because it is because it's bottled to the baguette. They're only not bottled. They're only considered kosher because you can refix them. There is a potential in that tzitzis. They can be made kosher again. But if they're totally torn, less than kedaniva, you can't make them kosher anymore. Then they're bottled to the baguette. They're not choshev anymore. They're nothing. They're not important. And since they're lacking importance, they're bottled to the baguette and they're not considered carrying. It's not considered carrying. So you would have thought the other way around, wouldn't you? Let's think this through for a minute. Right. So let's think this through. What would happen if one side is completely torn? So what? What the other three? What's the halacha with the other three? And the other three are kosher, or they're a bit posel? What happens to the other three? What are we talking about?
They're not posel at all.
No. Let's think this through.
No, say one
is completely torn and becomes posel properly.
That becomes posel, but the other three.
What happened to the other three? The other three.
They're fine.
They're fine, right?
Fine. So you're carrying those three.
Yes.
You're right.
Good point. You're right. It's probably quite unusual, but the smell of it is very interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting thought. Yeah. Very good. Okay, fine. We won't start Siv Beis. So let's just recap what we learned tonight. We started speaking about Kedei Aniva. We started speaking about the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Beis, Siv Beis, discusses how to define exactly Kedei Aniva. Do you go according to a thick string, according to a thick string, and thin, how to exactly measure that? So the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch says you go according to the average. Kedei Aniva is average, and we learned that it's about 4 centimeters. That's the definition of Kedei Aniva. We then moved on to Siv Gimel, which discusses the Bachlokas, Ri, and Rashi. How exactly is the Kedei Aniva? Where does the Kedei Aniva go? The Kedei Aniva, these 4 centimeters, is it within the loose strings or is it within the actual bound part of the tzitzis? And it's a machlokas, Ri, and Rashi, but we do paskin that the 4 centimeters, the Kedei Aniva needs to be within the onof, within the loose strings of the tzitzis. But hechad alay efshay, if it's really impossible, then one can be makel if needed. The Mishnah Berurah points out 2 additional points. First of all, that you should never, if it becomes possible, remove them immediately. It does not help the fact that you're standing still or sitting still doesn't make a difference. You should move them immediately. Not walking does not help. He said there is, however, an Indian of not walking, Dalet Amas, without tzitzis. That's true, but has nothing to do with it. He also says you should not attempt to fix the tzitzis whilst you're wearing it. We then moved on to Simon Yud Gimel Sif Aleph, that teaches us that Abba Tzitzis Makva Ze'ezu, you need all four tzitzis to be kosher. If one of them is not kosher tzitzis, then you're messing up all the other ones, and you're mevatel mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. Additionally, you're also carrying Rishus Rabim, you're chayav chatos for carrying. The Mishnah Berurah does teach us as well that if there's any other reason why the tzitzis should have become posel, then again, the halach is that if you're walking with that on Shabbos, you're chayav chatos because of carrying. What exactly are you carrying? What exactly are you carrying? What is the chiyuv chatos exactly on? The Mishnah Berurah teaches us it's because of the strings. The tzitzis strings, which are considered the masui, they're considered carrying, and that is what you're carrying while you're chayav chatos. However, if they become completely posel, and that's your point, if all of them become completely posel, less than the kedaniva left of them, then in fact, they lose completely chashivas if they cannot be fixed anymore, and therefore, in such a case, the halacha would be, they are bottled to the bag, and you'll be allowed to carry that on Shabbos. And we'll carry on with the next sif tomorrow.